You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
From a veritable leader on the jazz organ and a cat bursting with soul, that was two-time Grammy-nominated organist and a winner of Downbeat Magazine's Rising Star Poll, Pat Bianchi, with the tune Humpty Dumpty, featuring Vibes hero Joe Locke off the 2018 CD called In the Moment. These days, he has established himself as one of the most in-demand organists on the scene, and his continual command of the instrument, harmonic prowess, rhythmic intensity, and versatility is impressive. And we recently had the pleasure of catching up with Pat and the great Vibes cat Joe Locke at the Blue Room off 18 and Vine on December 8th, 2018. And as we take a listen to a slice from that night, which was smoking good, let's have a listen to Pat talk about being in Kansas City.
You know, it's just like the equivalent in a lot of ways. Like, you know, the feeling it when, like, you know, I played the Village Vanguard, all the history that's happened there, you know, all the people that have played there, all the people that have hung there. I mean, it's something you could just kind of feel in the air, I guess you could say, and just kind of, you know, even like, you know, I was walking around the club, you know, before we were playing, and on our breaks, and just to you know, see the different posters and the pictures of people who played in that area. It's pretty mind-blowing.
He comes from a musically gifted family and started playing organ at the age of 7. He got his first organ as a Christmas gift. His grandfathers, Pat on the saxophone and Richard Zona on the trumpet, along with his father, Nick on the drums, were all working musicians and provided a great deal of support and guidance early in his musical development. Recognizing Pat's continuing affinity for music, his parents enrolled him in classical piano study. He always had a strong interest in organ and was playing his first professional gigs by the age of 11, performing with dance bands around his hometown of Rochester, New York. Over the years, he has had the chance to play with legends, luminaries, and veterans. And we talked to him about what he learned from these sage cats over the years. This is what he had to say.
I think first and foremost is being aware of the history, knowing what came before you. And this is, you know, in the sense of, number one, the musicians that played, also, you know, things that happened, but knowing the music, knowing standards, knowing how to be a sideman or hired help, you know, and how to be really strong and functional in that role.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of Oregon's vibe and great musicians, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, leading you into that jazz light yet one more time. So one of Pat's big moments and inspirations is the great organ cat, Joey DeFrancesco, with the tune Inner Being off the 2018 CD, In the Key of the Universe. And as we have a listen to the tune, listen to Pat talk about the Joey effect.
Well, it was a long process of a meeting. Basically, when I was 16, I had gotten a CD for Christmas. It was Live at the Five Spot, one of Joey's earlier records that I just fell in love with, you know, and, you know, hearing the hand in that context, it was like, okay, that's it. And, you know, being a fan from afar, you know, of course, for many years, and meeting him, you know, while I was in college, then moving to Denver was a huge impact on me.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Pat Bianchi, a jazz organist based in New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the veteran jazz pianist Michael Wolff with the 2018 tune Metiarare off the CD called Swirl. He is best known for serving as the band leader for years with the Arsenio Hall Show. But it was in the summer of 2015 that he's really remembered. In the midst of a grueling and often bewildering four-year battle with rare cancer, it put him into a coma in a New York City hospital. And the prognosis moved from doubtful to defeated. His sons returned home to be with their father to comfort him. And he was there with his wife as well, award-winning actress, director, and writer Polly Draper. And a doctor asked if she'd sign a do-not-resuscitate order. And through the haze of drugs and a debilitating illness, he lifted up his head and growled, "Resuscitate me." And now he's back and better than ever. From the cool jazz piano cat with style, this is Hampton Hawes, a cat that should be piped through every lobby of all Hampton Inns around the world. I think it makes sense. This is him, joined in 1956 with his trio. It's the tune, You and the Night, and the music, as we keep this jazz road moving on.
Jazz musician, but I feel at home in Kansas City. I am very open-minded in jazz music. You are listening to Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was the great Italian jazz pianist and one with strong Casey ties, Roberto Magris, with the tune Another More Blues off the 2018 CD called World Gardens. This CD features Kansas City Cats that were backing Roberto the whole way. Dominique Sanders on bass, Brian Stever on drums, and Pablo Sanhueza on congas and percussion. This cat is also a band leader, arranger, composer, concert performer, and a recording artist. He has over 30 albums under his own name and as a co-leader. He has toured in over 42 different countries in Europe, America, Asia, Africa, and Australia, performing at top clubs, theaters, and festivals around this world of ours. And one of those places that he's very fond of is Kansas City. We caught up with him here at Neon Jazz, and this is what he had to say about Kansas City.
Of course, your city is historical. From Europe, we think about Charlie Parker, Mary Lou Williams, and many things from the past. But I was surprised, and I really appreciated it, to meet a lively jazz scene today with many musicians, clubs, and so I loved it.
One of the early gateway jazz joys for Roberto was listening to Oscar Peterson. As we hear him explain, let's have a listen to the tune On a Clear Day off the 1999 CD simply called Oscar Peterson.
Yeah, my first jazz album was by Oscar Peterson, the way I really played. That was the very first jazz album that I bought in my life. And after that, I went to Bobby Timmons, of course, because I was very catchy, the soul jazz. And then back to Bud Powell.
Thank you. Hi, Kansas City. This is Brian Kroc of Big Heart Machine, and I just had a great conversation with Joe Gemino from Neon Jazz.
That was the 18-piece Brooklyn Jazz Collective, known as the Big Heart Machine, with the tune from 2018, Tompalias 5, Cirrus. It's split up for the right reasons. This outfit is led by the multi-reed cat and composer Brian Kroc, and this band is dedicated to playing his interesting blend of tunes. We caught up with Brian here at Neon Jazz, and he filled us in on the history of the band. Have a listen.
The band Big Heart Machine basically started when I first moved to New York. I moved out here to study with the great composer Jim McNeely, and I started throwing together basically reading sessions with friends who hear the music that I was working on with Jim. So I'd have weekly lessons with him, and you know, when you're writing for such a large ensemble, you don't really have any idea what it really is going to sound like until you hear people play it.
This debut album was produced by the multi-Grammy-nominated composer and bandleader, very talented cat, Darcy James Agrew. Featuring a huge range of music exploring the intersection of jazz improvisation, contemporary composition, and heavy metal aesthetics, and it all works. From Chicago-born and New York City-strong piano and composer Jim McNeely, this is the 1997 tune Wishful Thinking off the CD Rains Dance. And we profiled Jim because he left quite a mark on Brian, so let's have a listen to him explain as we go into this track.
But my biggest heroes are, I'm incredibly inspired by Jim McNeely, who I'm lucky enough to know as a person and have studied with, but I think that he's a living genius and maybe an underappreciated one.
Thank you.
I'm Jay Sollenberger, and I'm with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. We hope you love to listen to great music on the radio, and I'd like to give a special shout-out to Joe Dimino from Neon Jazz. All right. We'll be right back.
That was McPherson, Kansas born and raised, and Kansas City resident, strong trumpeter Jay Sollenberger with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra back in 2009 with Dizzyland off their CD Live on the Plaza. He's been a mainstay on the Kansas City scene for quite some time and really got his roots going at both Wichita State University and North Texas State University. From there, he would join the internationally famous 1 O'Clock Lab Band, and then Dream realized he would play with Stan Kenton's orchestra, then with the Woody Herman Orchestra. We caught up with Jay here at Neon Jazz, and he had some glowing thoughts on Kansas City.
I just loved Kansas City, fell in love with the city. It's always had a great, wonderful historical jazz scene, and then for a while it diminished, and now it's coming back just burning now with so much talent, people. The secret of a small city and a wonderful place to live is finally out now, and it's grown so much now.
So as we said, he spent some quality time with legendary pianist, composer, arranger, and bandleader Stan Kenton. And as we get into the tune Walking Shoes, have a listen to Jay explain his Stan story.
And we went to Wichita to see him, and I always had a dream to play with him. And then after I went to school at Wichita University and then North Texas, 8 years after my high school graduation, I actually got to play with Stan Kenton. And so that's how that all started. One band led to the next. The Flippers led to Chase. Chase led to Stan Kenton. Stan Kenton led to Woody Herman. And Herman led to Buddy Rich. And I got to play with all those bands during a 10-year period on the
Again, that was the great Stan Kenton with Walking Shoes, and I guess that works for us. We're going to lace him up and begin our walk out of this hour of jazz. And doing the honors is Trinidadian, Venezuelan, musician, vocalist, arranger, and bandleader Edmundo Ros with his rumba band back in 1941 with the tune Maria Elena. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a dude with some styling music shoes all of his own, all laced up and ready to roll, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Yeah. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
corazón, oh sol de mi querer, mujer de mi ilusión, mi amor te consagré. Mi vida la embellece una esperanza azul, mi vida tiene un cielo que le di. Tuyo es mi corazón, oh sol de mi querer. Tuyo es todo mi ser, tuyo es mujer. Y a todo el corazón te lo entregué. Tú eres mi fe, tú eres mi amor, tú eres mi Dios.
Jazz.